My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the day when I can be a big fucking celebrity. I can be so big that David Letterman can have me on his TV show right after he does that stupid fucking top 10 thing and flicks a few pencils out at the audience. Right after he does that, I want him to slot me in there with John Travolta and Tom Cruise. Could you just see it now? Wouldn't that be fantastic? Sean Kennedy, John Travolta, and Tom Cruise in a minute. One of those long-haired, dopey, scraggly-ass, 5 o'clock shadow-toting motherfuckers opens their big, gaping, toothy maw about Scientology. I wig out. I completely go absolutely fucking psycho. I go more hairy than RuPaul at a hair convention. It'd be fucking fantastic just to sit there and say, hey guys, guess what? You're part of the UFO cult that kills people. You stupid fuck. All of America knows this. You're the only guys who don't. You're it. Everybody goes to your movies now saying, geez, you know, they really seem like nice guys, good actors. Came in involved with a death cult. Everybody wants to know about that. Everyone wants to know when you guys are going to clue the fuck in and get your head on right. Nobody's going to join Scientology because you talk about it with every waking fucking breath you take. Every interview asks, how'd you really help me with this? I told you to do shit, you moron. It's a UFO cult. Hello. It's one of two things. A, I'm right. You're wrong. They're a UFO cult. Or B, you're right. I'm wrong. And I'm an agent of Xenu. If that's the fucking case, I'm promising free Mecca to everyone who wants to join me in the battle against you. You can't fight with that motherfucker. You can't stand up to me or Xenu. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Are we reaching?
Are we reaching our destination?
Are we reaching?
Yes.
Are we on? Yes. Oh, my God, we're on. Well, hello, all you walk-like motherfuckers out there in Rant Radio Land. It's time for show number 5 of the...
Phaeton Cleansing Show.
Yes, it's the Phaeton Intoxicating Show, yes?
Oh, yes, yes.
Make sure that you've got your Phaetons all bogged up. Do I ever get tired of beating on Scientology? The answer is no. There's just so much there. You know, if ever I run out of content in the coveted third hour or whatever, I can always just cut back and just fucking...
back to Scientology.
You know, what are you going to do in the third hour? I think I'll just... shit on a bunch of Scientologists. I think that's what I'll do. Sounds like a good fucking time. So.
We're back. They let us back in the air.
Yeah. With two new rants. I got another rant coming up later on, so stick around.
Yeah, we mixed them in like last hour.
Yeah, that's why.
Last hour mixing.
Actually, yeah, last
I think I'll
minute.
Open
that's why
a
the show
studio
was late.
Called that.
Yeah, last hour mixing. I'm just fucking crazy.
So last week was... mind-blowingly good.
Oh, my God.
What a great show.
Oh, my God.
We had, like, tons and tons of listeners, hundreds more than we've ever had before.
Yes.
And
they all went away.
They all ran away.
They all ran away.
They're all game heads, and they ran away.
They all ran away. They're too busy doing their thing.
On the site, you can see all the show pages that mirrored.
Really?
Yeah. There's, like, 40 pages that not mirrored, but ran the news story. On your site, the Sean page. You know?
Whoa. That's all right.
I can put that in the IRC so people can see that.
Coverage is good.
Hey, look at all those shows. Look at all those pages right there.
That's
3D
bad.
Gaming News, Arena Zero, blah, blah, blah.
So
it
hopefully,
goes on and on and
hopefully
on.
Hopefully, if 10 people listen, four people stay. And slowly
hopefully.
We can infect the world. It'll be fan-fucking-tastic.
And also, look at this. I put up the WOG file.
The WOG file?
And if you click on that, that's on the left-hand side of that page. And here's some pictures. Sean hasn't seen this.
No, I haven't.
WOG Bless America.
WOG Music Sheets. That's fucking, yeah. That's the bomb. WOG Bunny.
WOG Bunny.
WOG Rat Mecca.
And some,
some really fat.
That's a nice
That
art.
Looks like Zerstor.
It does. It does look like that.
It does. Is
his style of art.
Is that Zer or who is that?
Let's take a look. That would be Zerstor.
Yeah.
You know his artwork.
Named it one. That's another Zerstor right
there. That's another Zerstor.
Not nearly as nice as that first one, though.
No, that's really nice.
That's a fat pick.
So go check out those pages there.
Very cool. And if you want to design a giant mecha, then I promise you, when Xenu comes and takes over, I'm handing out mecha.
Are we working?
Are we on the air? You are so fucking fired.
Are they like, listening?
Are they listening?
Can they hear us?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear us? It's all fucked up. It's better than dead air. Well, for all you people who are downloading this show, who have downloaded it postpartum, you can note that we're all fucked up over here like a giant soup sandwich. We're fucked up like February. Every other day has got 30 and 31 except February. Why? Because it's all fucked up. You know, I think I'm going to start killing hostages. We demand that the streams be working or we will kill one hostage every 10 seconds of showtime that is missed. And you know what? And these assholes are going to be on me, too. If they don't get their hours worth, they're just going to be fucking beating me with a pipe.
Oh, I know. By the time we start talking and they're hearing us, it's time for the interview.
It's time for
it almost is, actually.
Yeah, that's so fucking gross.
So all you people that we're back on, all the people...
Are we back on the air now?
Maybe.
Maybe? We don't know?
No, we are.
Are we? Are you sure? So
yeah.
Nobody heard anything that we said before? Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God!
There's some links in the IRC. Go visit them. That's what the hell we were talking about.
Everyone's like, what's going on?
Welcome to the show. Welcome
to the Monday Night Clusterfuck with your host, Samarian, here on Rant Radio.
It's because Sean fucked me up. He wanted
yeah,
me to
yeah.
do all this mixing
yeah,
just
yeah.
before the show.
That's right, yeah.
That's it. Blame it on Sean.
He's trying to mix the monitors together right now. He's got a fucking egg beater in here.
Mm.
He's all messed up.
Welcome, Farkers.
Welcome, all you Psycho Farkers. Farkers, what an awesome site. Any site that has boobies is a good site, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You
links
betcha.
To boobs. Free.
Free links.
TNA.
Free TNA. Better than the Hun.com. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Once again, it's time for the Monday Night Sean Kennedy Show. Really sorry to all the people who are downloading this, because I got to repeat myself now.
Yeah.
Very gay. So what it is the Monday Night Show. You are free to copy this program. You are free to share it, distribute it, do anything you want with it. You can hand it out to people you don't know. Monster Trucks.
Right.
You can give it to everyone. Not a problem. Everything's cool. You can just hand it out. I will not sue anybody. So that's how that works. I'd like to say a big hello in the MIRC. Sim, how do you get in the MIRC? For all those Farkers who are too busy looking at boobies to know.
Well, you download the newest version of MIRC or some other chat program that works with IRC.
Good cover of me, mate. Not making me look stupid by calling IRC MIRC, as I'm prone to do.
That's yes, James, all
that's,
the time.
That's James covering my ass.
We chat in the MIRC.
We chat in the MIRC. And only MIRC.
I go on the Internet
Not
Explorer.
Trillion. Fuck that. Not Trillion. Only MIRC.
Only MIRC. And go on the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Yes, go there, do that, and read what the hell all these people are reacting to us. We can read this and see what they're saying.
Yeah, Sean's been screaming too much. No, Sean has not been screaming enough.
Yes. Oh, okay, there you go.
That's my problem, is that I have not been screaming. Oh, and I've actually got some
they
stories.
They can hear it in your voice. They listen too much.
No, no, they know. They know. Yeah. You know why? Because I haven't been screaming a lot. Because ever since Cult, when I got the black shakes there, the bad K word. All usurped into like, we will burn Sean in effigy. And I'm like, you know, they got like little toilet paper dispensers made like my face and shit. You know, it's just all bad. But ever since then, it was just like, wow, it was just bad.
Yeah.
You know, and I was all burned out and I'm like, dragging my
Sean ass. Went away and hid for a while.
And then I like fell off my mechanical bull, smack, hit the ground. I'm like, I just lie here for a little while. Don't mind me. I got beat on internationally from 600 people demanding shit from me. That's okay. I just.
You know that Fight Club scene where he gets hit the last time and falls onto the canvas into the water? That's what happened to Sean.
And strangely, I was reminded with my first fight in high school. But no, it's just a totally, totally brutal. Totally brutal time, and I was sitting there, and I was just like, fuck, man, you know, and I was thinking, because I wanted to be a horror writer, you know, and the really sick thing is I go and I look at Clive Barker, like, Clive Barker, okay, Clive Barker hasn't written anything new in a long, long time, and you know why? It's because he wants to be a fantasy writer, but everyone goes, hey, Clive, you're a really good horror writer. No, but I want to be a fantasy writer, Clive. Clive, you wrote Books of Blood. You did the Hellraiser thing. You fucking rock as a horror author. No, but I want to write a magic. Clive, you moron. You know, and that's exactly what's happening there. People are like, Sean, you know, you got some talent here. Why don't you get on the radio and scream a bit? But I want to be a horror writer. No, 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 moron. MTV calls you. Hello, are you fucking stupid? But I like
reading
books. But I want
books.
To be a writer. I want to do this. The celebrities are outside. They want to talk to you.
After you're famous, they'll buy your fucking books.
They'll buy
okay?
your fucking
they'll buy anything
books.
You just scribble on.
Then guys like Smokey are sitting there going through walkers because they're hitting me with them, you know, and it's brutal. It's brutal. You know, and then today I had a bit of a pick me up. It's nice when it happens and someone picks me up and fucking goes through.
Yeah.
Where I got something big coming down the pipe that I needed some artwork done for. I can't really talk about it right now. But,
it's all hush-hush.
It's all very hush-hush. So I'm going to broadcast it over the internet.
It's the best way.
So what happens is that you go and you... I got this... it's all well and good. Quick. Think of another
transitional phrase.
Transitional phrases by Sean. My latest horror book. You know what it is?
It's
what
a horror.
What it is. What the fuck was I talking about?
You know our interviewee is going to be okay because he's drunk down in Mardi Gras, so I don't think he'll miss
if we
phone him a couple minutes late.
What time are we supposed to call?
About quarter after.
When do you set these interviews up? You know I talk shit for the first 15 minutes. At 8:10 we phone.
Yeah, but we're late though. That's the problem.
No shit, Sherlock. We've been late every fucking night except for the one with the Half-Life interview.
And that worked well.
Yeah, that worked well because we were fucking people were killing cats and praying to Allah that the goddamn thing would work.
And it did.
Damn. Tonight we have an interview with, what the fuck's his name?
His name is...
The
Fart Guy. I've got to load up my email, so if you hear like...
Drew from Fart. I remembered that shit. Look at me.
Because that's important. Yeah, when you're at this professional level.
Yeah, how you doing...
Guy!
Cue card!
Where's the fucking cue card guy?
Where the fuck is my cue card? You're so fucking fired! Somebody get me my secretary. Anyway, no, it's fucking brutal. But I was gonna give credits first. That's what I was talking about. So I needed some artwork done. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
Okay? I needed some artwork done. And, for this shit that I got going on, you know who I got in contact with was No Deal.
Yeah.
My main man, No Deal. Okay, and I hadn't talked to No Deal in a while. No Deal set up like a bunch of shit on the SKTFM site. He did huge artwork back in the day, and I hadn't talked to the guy in like maybe 5 months. It was crazy, you know. And I just called him up and or we were talking in the IRC. He says, "What are you doing?" I told him what I was doing, and he goes, "Oh, hey, why don't we? I can do that for you." And I'm like, dude, that's like a lot of work. Are you sure you want to do that? Yeah, sure. You know, I really enjoy what you've done, and it's really cool. And, you know, listening to the show is really rocking, and you've done a lot for me. So, yeah, I'd love to do that. And it was very, very cool. Now, I get a lot of fan mail for people saying I rock and shit like that.
You rock.
You know, you're amazing. You saved my life, blah, blah, blah. Like,
hello, Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland. Where are we? We're on the internet.
Hello, internet.
you know. So you get this shit happening, and it kind of taxes you a little bit. But I got to say that Lars, you are the bomb, man. That's no deal is Lars.
Yeah, not Lars Ulrich.
Not Lars Ulrich.
No!
Nobody take that out of context, please.
You fuck you and your hairy stomach, mom. Lars Ulrich. So if you want to...
Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
Drew Curtis, yeah.
Good save.
Not Lars Ulrich. Drew Curtis.
Yeah.
We're all fucked up like February.
Okay,
so... We got to phone
him. Are we
going
to give him a...
Okay,
no,
but if
we
you
have to phone him, we have to spend our dime phoning this guy.
That's okay. So shouts to No Deal. Thanks for the big pick-me-up today. You can reach No Deal at ICQ number 328-117. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
You can. That's his ICQ number.
328-117?
Yeah, don't fuck with...
He is lead.
He is very lead. He's lead with two threes.
Okay, so we're gonna give Drew Curtis a call here.
He's gonna be so fucking drunk.
And if you can interpret these DTMF tones,
you know they will interpret.
I know
DTMF
they will.
Tones.
And if he's not there, we're gonna give out his phone number one digit at a time until he answers the phone.
Yeah, that's right. We will take your DTMF tones hostage.
This is his cell phone. He's down at Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I can't believe the guy's gonna do a radio interview. He's gonna be screaming at the top of his lungs with his finger in his fucking ear. That's what he's gonna be doing. Standing in the middle of the street, getting beads, throwing beads at chicks for fucking getting tits shown to him. He's gonna be Booby King. Booby King, like BB.
Booby King.
Booby King.
It's ringing. That's a good sign.
That's a good sign. You didn't give us the wrong number. You have reached the phone set.
Told him to charge his batteries on his phone.
He's so not going to hear it. He's so not going to hear it.
I hope he has it on vibrate.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Drew!
What's going on?
Hey, all right. We reached the right person.
All right. That's very cool. Now, they're running bets on you to see how many words you can say before you start slurring. So don't let people down here, okay?
All right, what? How long am I supposed to go? Do we want me to slur or not?
Well, it doesn't sound like there's a party in the background. Are you in a hotel room right now?
Yeah, actually, I'm jumping off the beat. The last parade just got done, so we're, like, stashing the loot and getting ready to go back out and look at more boobies and stuff.
Perfect timing.
Outstanding. So tonight's focus of our show, we're talking about internet sites and weblogs and all that good shit, and Fark is the bomb.
Fark is number one.
It's been very cool, actually. And I just discovered the site myself a little while ago because I had another buddy of mine go, you got to check the site out. It's fat. How long has Fark been going?
Since February 99, actually. It's been around for a while, sort of.
Wow. 1 month after we opened up. Holy crap.
So it's been around for a while, sort of, you said.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the sense that during the entire year, 1999, 50,000 hits. That must have been like three guys hitting refresh over and over again, I guess.
Looking at your pictures of squirrels.
That was us. We did that.
We had a bot going on it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we were spawning and all that good shit. So I got to say, like, how do you prevent, like, where the fuck do you get your stories? I mean, there's shit on there every day. It's crazy. How do you get all this data?
Yeah, actually, it's really nice. We got a submission queue where readers submit really funny things to read, like, usually in their local newspaper, but, you know, sometimes we'll get some of that national news, too, and so just go through that every day. I used to go find it myself, but now I just go through the queue all the time because there's just so damn many, I haven't got enough time. So.
It's easier letting other people do the work for you.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too, actually. That's another good part of it.
And you just say yay or nay.
So what about, Slashdot does a similar thing. They're the other site, but they kind of suck versus... is you, who doesn't suck. All your shit's, like, really funny. Like, don't get me wrong. Slashdot's cool and all, but, like, they're not funny.
I don't think they're trying to be either. They're trying to be news for geeks. We're trying to be news for everybody else.
You're covering the other spectrum.
That's right.
Yeah, they call it the mainstream spectrum.
Yeah, the lowest common denominator.
That's right. That's pretty much everybody. The Fox News spectrum. Yeah.
Right on.
You're the Fox of the internet.
And proud of it. You know, people in trailer parks all across North America fucking their sister and toting a shotgun reading Fark. You know it's good.
To the butt end of the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, baby. So how's Mardi Gras looking? Lots of cops or is it pretty okay?
Oh, yeah, it's I'm having a good time. Seeing lots of boobies. It's really, really cool. I'm going to be hard-pressed not to come back here next year.
Yeah, we haven't actually done Mardi Gras. We were at Burning Man last year. We should maybe head down to Mardi Gras and film that shit.
There you go. There's some stuff.
That'd be some. Maybe next year we could all go together, like in one big, giant, drunken Hunter S. Thompson, Fear and Loathing and Mardi Gras kind of thing.
That sounds like a plan to me. You know, one of the weird things is, like, anytime a woman gets ready to flash, she's 6 billion cameras pop out of the place like we're in Japan or something like that.
That's pretty fucking sad, you know? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, boobies are nice and all, but how many boobies can you look at in a row when it just gets kind of blasé? You know? I mean, really.
Use yourself. Just go out on the damn net and download them yourself. I mean, you don't need to make your own damn boobies.
Yeah, and you got, like, these websites like The Tits of Mardi Gras and all this kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I hear you're running, like, something new with Fark. You're doing something new there. What's that
He's
all about?
He's trying to make money. Oh, my God!
That's dirty. Everyone knows that making money's dirty. What's the big plan, man? What are you doing?
Well, it's a new grab-making concept in internet stuff, like you mentioned before. It's called making money. What we're doing is that I found out... I keep on getting requests for people that say, you know, 50 to 60 articles a day, that's not enough. And I don't understand why it's not enough, but that's what they say. So I went ahead and took a poll to find out how many people actually felt the same way, and it turned out about 20% of the people do.
And 20% of Fark's customers is a lot of people.
No shit. Like, how many hits do you guys get a day?
We're up to about 325, 350 right now. 1,000, that is.
Holy fuck.
So that's like 100,000 people every day just can't get enough boobies. They want just that little bit more.
Yep. It's actually somewhere between like 2 and 2.5, depending on what's going on. But, so like 20% of that would be great.
No fucking...
Well, what we've done is that we've given access, basically, to the queue, where all the articles come in. You know, I mentioned that we get 800 articles a day, and I'll pick, like, 40 or 50. Well, on this, we branded it Total Fart, because somebody told me that'd be a good idea to do, and, what it is, basically, is for $5 a month, you can see the whole thing. Now, if it was me, I wouldn't pay for this. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad service, but I don't want to see 800 links a day. They just happen to be in there, you know?
Yeah,
too much information overload.
I posted a news site myself. I was doing okay. I was getting some pretty good hits. You know, nothing like to your level, but I was getting about 30,000 a month and shit like that.
That's awesome.
It wasn't bad, but I don't understand, like, how the fuck can you keep going and not get that really bad cyber psychosis where you really wouldn't give a shit unless, you know, an earthquake appeared, like, under your feet. Then you'd care, but after that you just get all newsed out. How do you fight that?
Well, actually, you just kind of carry through. That actually happens to me, I'd say, once every 3 months or so. But the trick is that you just kind of plow right through. You just, you know, bring your teeth, grit down, dig through it, find all the stuff, and wait till it passes.
You must be, there must be days you sit down at the computer, you're looking at these news posts, you're like, oh, God, oh, fuck, I hate this, oh, God. You're, like, drinking scotch and shit just to get through it.
Yeah, well, bourbon, actually.
Ah, well, very, very, very good. So Mardi Gras is looking good. The cops aren't too bad down there, everything, because there was a big scare, apparently. A lot of people talk about heavy security, and it was going to suck this year and all that kind of shit, because, you know, the whole world's going to end after 9-1-1. So, like, how's that looking down there? Is there a lot of police presence or what?
Well, I can't tell. I got nothing to compare it to. I think that they've got them all out. What I'm really surprised at is all the Jesus freaks that are out here running around. Oh, my God. They got guys carrying wooden crosses down the street, gigantic 50-foot-tall banners telling people they're going to go to hell. And here's the thing, too. That's what I'm going to do next year, because everybody's flashing those guys.
Well, Jesus freaks need boobies, too.
Well, you know, that what a fucking dynamic. That must be some twisted shit, because you got people running around with, like, voodoo masks on and beads and disguises, and in the middle of all this, you got giant effigies of people stuck up on sticks with nails. Like, how fucked up is that? That, like, makes Burning Man seem like a cakewalk.
That's a visual.
That's a fucking visual. Holy cow. I gotta tell you, man, are you gonna be bringing back some special stuff to post on the site, like Drew being beaten by the psycho Christians, Drew avoiding being book burned, or what's going on there?
I don't know. The guy who set it up, Ray Smith, has got his own little video camera, and he's been kind of taking pictures and doing stuff. I've been paying attention exactly what he's been taking pictures of, so God knows what it could be, but I assume he's going to cut that and put it together afterwards, and we'll just see what turns up.
Maybe make a nice big wallpaper. Nice big lowest common denominator wallpaper. There you go.
They're getting crushed by 20,000 people on Bourbon Street like last night.
Yeah, no shit. I imagine it must be just fucking packed. Like, stupidly packed.
Yeah, you get to the point where you can't walk on Bourbon Street. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, why are other people getting on Bourbon Street anyway when you can't even walk through the crowd, you know?
That's when you need a nice mosh pit. That when you
crowd
need...
surfing. You need some band playing. No, some
need,
hard...
What you need is fucking guar. You need to get guar at Mardi Gras. That would be the shit right on Bourbon Street.
Biggest mosh ever.
That'd be just a bomb.
I think if you had snowshoes, you could probably walk on top of the...
Moshing with snowshoes to guar at... Oh, man, you are a fountain of knowledge. This is fantastic shit.
Or a fountain of crap, depending on what your taste may be.
No. This is all magic. This is great.
I'm amazed at the loyalty of FARC. I mean, every second day I see, like, a FARC party going on. Like, FARC Toronto, FARC Seattle going on. Like, what is going on with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really amazed with it, too, and that's the most fun part, actually, is that, you know, there seems to be a lot of goodwill out there, and being able to go to these parties and meet a whole bunch of people from all across the U.S. We got people who came in from California down here.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you having a FARC party at Mardi Gras?
Yep, that's what we're doing down here, as a matter of fact. We got about 26 folks that signed up for it, and then we've had about 10, 20 other people have been walking in and out. So, and we've been nominating people as honorary FARCers for the convention that we keep running into out there on the street, so it works out pretty good.
Okay, so if all of our listeners, all our millions and millions of listeners, want to go to your FARC party, how do they find you?
Well, essentially on the, you're talking about tonight?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, Christ, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to find everybody out of there anyway. I'll tell you what, I got tired of not being able to get any beads, because I don't know if you know this or not, but they don't give beads to guys very often out here, and I like beads, so I had to go ahead and I had to break that and buy some. But what I got here is, like, you know those Christmas balls like a tree?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I got something like that all strung together.
So you got these giant fucking bead Christmas balls.
Yeah, apparently the way it works is like women will show you like more and more depending on the size and the coolness of the bead. So I've got like this huge fucking neck thing that I'm carrying around, and I'm holding out for something. I don't know what, but when I see it, I'll know what it is.
So you'll wait until you have some mutant bitch with three tits or something like that, and, you know, who's like, looks like Bridget Nielsen on crack, and you'll just be like, oh, yeah, that's the one, and then you break out Ubor beads, and then you'll be just good to go.
No, I'm not giving them anything, man. They're all over the place. That's the other thing, too, is, like, the ratio of, like, crack whores to attractive women is, like, 10 to 1 out here. It's horrible.
Oh, you only see...
And they shouldn't be putting their breasts out or doing it. In fact, like, you'll see you be wandering down the place, there'll be an ugly fat bitch up on top of the balcony. Everybody goes, show your tits, and she'll do it. And I'm shouting, put them back!
And you're like, I bet your eyes the filth! Pretty soon you're marching with the Christians and shit.
So the videos and the internet websites have lied to us about how many good-looking girls are at Mardi Gras, huh?
Well, if you think about it, I read through a documentary where they said that the guys that shoot cops have got the worst job in the world because it just takes so long to get some good footage. I think the same thing's true about Mardi Gras now after being here.
You know, it's pretty. That's, you know what you should do is you should take photos of the worst crack whore wrinkly raisin tits at fucking Mardi Gras. That's what you should do. Never mind the good stuff, because that'll be everywhere. You want to take like the bad, stanky, track showing, tattooed over, just hairy bitches. That's what you need.
You know, I'm sure there's a website for that already. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. In fact, there's probably dozens, because Lord knows there's enough material.
There's a person for every fetish, and there's also a website.
So I gotta know, are you drunk right now or what?
I'm still working on it. I've been trying to get there all day, but last night was pretty good.
Oh, yeah? You got pretty gunned up? What happened?
Yeah, well, we found out that there's two ways to go. You've got your frozen hurricanes that you can get, which apparently don't have any alcohol. I mean, they do, but they don't. You got the ones where you go to the bar and actually, like, tip the bartender, and all of a sudden they'll fill your pint glass up with almost entirely full of some nice, clear, liquor-looking liquid, and then they'll dump a little stuff of color in it. Those are the ones you want to drink. Those are good.
Holy fuck. Yeah, it sounds like you could get pretty crazy, pretty technicolor. Have we only been drinking at Mardi Gras, or are we going to partake of some recreational pharmaceuticals while at Mardi Gras?
Well, whatever it turns out, that's what I'm saying. We'll just walk down the street and see what happens. There's enough of that wandering around.
That's the only way to do it. That's what we did at Burning Man. Just kind of be a casual freak, eating everything that goes by. You betcha.
Oh, crack. Great. Crack. I need some of that. What's it got here? Oh, PCP. Yeah, okay. I'm
all that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we got Drew on fire, running on top of the crowds, you know, beating cops down with their own nightsticks with two broken hands. Be fucking rad. Oh, that'd be some serious Park. Parker goes insane, kills 50 cops.
Good headline.
That's what I'd be doing, man. If I was there right now, I'd be getting you so fucked up, and I would have you fuck the ugliest crack whore I could find, and I'd film it. That'd be priceless, man. And you could Photoshop that shit. That'd be the
best. The trick is to not do it accidentally while you're just walking down the street as far as fucking crack whores go. They're so fake.
Now, you always see the porn movies where you see, like, the stories where guys are fucking chicks on the side of the road. Is that actually happening or no?
I haven't actually seen that. It's definitely not happening on Bourbon Street, or at least not that I can tell, because there's just a broom. And that's the other thing. Remember we were talking about how crowded it gets? It gets so crowded you can't breathe. No one's flashing either, because you can't breathe. You can't move.
Yeah. Get a bunch of blue corpses being pushed around with their tents showing. Now, there's a visual. That's some good stuff.
Next morning.
Get the coyote ugly syndrome where you're chewing off everything that isn't nailed down. That's brutal.
The amazing thing, back to Fark, the amazing thing about Fark is that when the first time I saw it, I showed everyone at work. And from that day forward, every morning, everyone is on Fark checking it. And it's just amazing how people catch on and they just don't stop looking at it.
I think the reason why they're successful, to be honest, and this is true, the reason why it's successful is because the page is so fucking simple.
Yeah.
It's easy to read. Here's the story. Here's the link. Go. You know, it's an easy, presentable.
Complete lack of design sense right there, but, you know, it's a fortunate mistake. We'll take it.
No, it's awesome. It's really, really cool.
Quick. It loads like that. Done.
Not to mention, like, the little inside jokes, like, you know, somebody breaks wind, France surrenders, and that whole doodah thing. Like, that's just killing me, man. Those are awesome.
Yeah, they just pop up. They keep on showing up all the time. I think the one latest one is Asshead. I'm trying to keep the use of that one down. Those people get burned out fast.
Which one is it?
Asshead. Calling people Asshead. I started doing that like 3 weeks ago, and next thing I know, the word creeps into all the headlines I'm putting up.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that too much. A little bit here and there.
I suggest if it gets old, substitute Ass Clown with Asshead, because Ass Clown is amazing. That's just a great name.
That's a good idea. I like this.
Yeah, ass clowns are awesome. There's nothing quite says fuck you like an ass clown.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I've always wondered, what was the evolution of the Photoshop thing? How did that start? And it's amazing now. That is one of the most favorite features, I'm sure, of everyone.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that was one of the most fortunate accidents. That's one thing we've been doing the entire time the site's been up, is basically throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. And we've had crap that didn't work, like my brilliant idea that, hey, you know what, I think all radio stations out there probably want to get all the news that Fark receives. He may go for $50 a month. Well, it can't on the fact they're all a bunch of cheap-ass rat bastards, so it didn't work out too well. One of the things that did work was that I happened to be just looking through the AP pictures one day, and I saw a great picture of Chairman Mao, and there was a guy with a big brush cleaning off his head.
That's awesome.
I think Dennis Miller faded, so you know how he's got all those little pictures, and he's got the captions, and I looked at that, and I thought of like 5 or 6, and really sprung to mind, and so I thought, yeah, let's see if this works. So I posted it up there and said, you know, everybody make up a caption for this, and it took off like a shot. I had like 200 people do it.
Wow.
So then for a little while, and then all of a sudden, people were just photoshopping the stuff anyway. It became obvious that, you know, we had some pretty good talent on there. So I said, oh, okay, I'll try this. So I stuck another one up, and it was just absolutely hilarious, the results. And so now we do one, you know, 2 a day if we can.
Is there a place where where people can go and see all the Photoshop shit that's ever been done?
No, but we could definitely compile it. It just hasn't actually been put together. That was something somebody else was suggesting, too, is do, like, a top 25 Photoshop. So.
Yeah, that would be good. The good thing about your site, and the bad thing, is when people post Photoshops, they're hosted on other sites, so archiving them, you'd have to actually put them somewhere, because if you had, like, a history, they'd be, like, a 1,000 broken links.
Huge bandwidth. Huge bandwidth.
Yeah, well, with any luck, if we can end up growing, because, see, well, one of the reasons people have been noticing that we're trying to get more and more money is because actually Fark's kind of on a ticking time bomb right now. We've got about, at the rate of growth we've got 3 months left before we got to be able to pay for bandwidth.
Hence Total Fark.
Exactly. So, and I think we're probably going to make it. It's looking like it might get there.
The numbers are looking good for that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's still some doubt, but I think it shouldn't be a problem.
So,
but
if everyone within the sound of my voice can just give 25 cents a day, you can save Farkers and make sure they get the education that you need.
Yeah, it's like Peter Pan all over again here.
All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot, for taking time. I mean, I can't believe you're going to talk about your website when you're trying to get some time off at fucking Mardi Gras.
Oh, it's not going to stop. I'm not missing anything. We got until tomorrow, so no big deal.
And anything you want to promote or push as well for Fark? Or I know you run like an ISP too as well.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, there is something. I haven't put up a request for beer lately on the website. I am like completely out.
You're out of beer?
Yeah, well, people kept on sending me microbrews from around the country, and it was great, too, but I've gone and drank it all, so.
So you need more beer.
I can get some more beer. Mail me some beer. That's what I need.
Send more beer.
Send more beer. All right, man, that's awesome. Hey, do me a favor. Do some Photoshop of zombies at some time soon.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot for talking to us, man. That's what's that? Oh, yeah. Would you want to do a quick Rant Radio promo for us saying, hi, I'm Farker Drew, and Rant Radio is king of everything or whatever.
Or I hate Rant Radio. Or
whatever, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, sure, that'd be cool.
Or, go ahead.
All right. This is Drew Curtis on Spark.com, and Rant Radio fucking rocks. That's all there is to it.
Excellent. That's what we want to hear.
That's exactly what we want to hear. Hey, look out for Danny Trejo while you're down there.
Not a problem. I'm sure I'll run right into him.
Okay, man. Take care, eh?
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Drew.
Bye.
Bye.
What a fucking cool guy.
Yeah, I knew he would be.
What a fucking
cool guy. Just from his site. I mean, a guy who runs Fark.com, could you not be cool?
He just kind of seems like this guy who sits back and, like, laughs jovially at like, just about everything. Hey, Drew, you're on fire. Give me another microbrewery. Seriously. And if he's been working on getting drunk all day, shit, I went through another pine cast of pure vodka. Holy fuck. Drew, I think you may have a problem.
I saw a couple days ago on Fark that they're talking about a Fark radio show.
Really?
And I think that's an awesome idea.
A Fark like a Fark news radio show?
Yeah. Take like the best posts of the week from Fark and turn it into a show.
Sure, we could do that here.
And I think that would be great if somebody wants to do that on the station. Just email me. info@rantradio.com.
That's right. Why not? What the
and
hell?
And have your own show like this.
You bet.
See how much fun it is.
It's great fun. Oh, my God. I can barely contain myself.
So let's start again. And there's some stuff that on the website. The WOG stuff. The WOG Mecca.
The WOG Mecca. Yes. Yes, we have to go back over that. It seems that a while back, everyone who doesn't know, you see, people who are not Scientologists, by default, if you are not, ask yourself this question. Am I a Scientologist? If you say yes, you're an idiot. If you say no, you're a WOG. That's how it works, you see, because that's what they call fucking non-Scientologists. Scientologists call the non-Scientologists WOGs. So naturally, everyone who listens to Rant Radio are agents of Xenu, they've signed on because I am a high general in Xenu's army, and I have it on good authority that Mecca is rocking, and if you guys join us, I'm giving out Mecca. And furthermore...
One Mecca for every person who joins.
No, but I've already started. People have already started receiving their Mecca. For those of you out there who've already received your Mecca, please send in mail talking about how happy or unhappy you are with the Mecca you've received.
We need testimonials.
We need testimonials about your Mecca. So you can say, gee, I didn't believe Sean when he said he'd give me Mecca, but boy, was my mom surprised when a 40-foot marauder showed up at my front fucking door. Now I walk to school and laser fucking school buses, because that's not covered on CNN, because, of course, Xenu runs CNN.
Oh, yeah.
So the only way you're going to find out about this Mecca is from us here at Rant Radio. So send in your reviews of your Mecca that you've received from us, and your gracious thanks.
And we have some designs from some people for future Mecca, for future
Rock
Mecca.
Oh, yeah, because every Mecca that we give you is custom to what you want.
Yes.
You know, you can't be handing out Battle Masters and fucking Officer's Battle Pods to everybody.
They're custom to every order is a custom order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you run down what you want on your Mecca, and it's made to fit.
That's right. WWXD. What would Xenu do? Okay? We want to make sure that you're happy. Xenu cares. Xenu knows your pain. He knows what it's like to be trapped inside of a secret fortress powered by an internal battery. Sort of like the projects in Los Angeles. He knows that shit.
It's tough.
He knows what it is to be repressed, to have your Dungeons and Dragons books burned. He knows that shit. I was in school with Xenu. Me and Xenu used to pass notes in math class. Right before Mr. Swetnam used to fucking smack us. But I don't have to talk about that.
No.
But no, seriously, though, it's amazing, you know, the amount of pain and compassion that a giant Ming the Merciless-style intergalactic ruler can hand out when he gives you your very own assault mech.
Yes. Oh, guess what?
What?
We have a song to play for our break.
Oh, we do?
Yes, remember? Apocalyptica!
That's right. Apocalyptica fucking rules. Is it Apocalyptica?
Yeah, Apocalyptica featuring Sandra Nazik.
Yeah, now Apocalyptica, for everyone who doesn't know, is a group of guys who play thrash metal on four cellos. They're from Germany, and they're from Germany. They own, okay? Like, this is such, like, you're like, what? Thrash music on cellos? Are you on crack? No. It's fucking amazing.
You don't know.
Oh, it's, they're really slick. And this is the chick singing to it. I actually like the instrumental version of this a little bit better. But
I like both. They both have their strong points.
Yeah, yeah. We ripped it and used it in the Burning Man video.
Yes, extensively. That was the theme song to the Burning Man.
Yeah, actually. It always makes
the instrumental.
The music makes me think of some highwayman, you know, but like back in the, like, yeah, you know, he's riding up and he, like, is beating the fuck out of some guy on the coach and he doesn't rob anyone, but he cuts everyone's heads off and shit. It's like awesome, you know? And then he's running. Is there a health plan with this? So let's just play the music. Play the fucking record.
Are we going to play the rant at the end of the show?
This is KAOS. You and I are listening to Chaos
Radio
in Los Angeles.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go. Go ahead.
Are we going to do the rant at the end of the show or after this song?
After this next song.
Okay. Okay. Here's the song and fresh off the bladder.
Fresh rant because, hey, Sean K's back, motherfucker.
I need to know, at what point was it that all these evil pricks around the world who were crashing planes won? I want to know when that happened exactly, when everybody got so afraid to offend anyone, okay? What's all up with this? I mean, there's politically correct, but then there's, like, you can't even say fuck you anymore. You can't even have kids running around the street playing guns anymore. You can't have kids pointing their fingers at each other going, bang, bang, you're dead. No, my God, Johnny O'Groff would be a fucking terrorist. Are you out of your fucking mind?
young man. That is the American way. I've got news for you, jackass. The American way is people who don't give a shit stealing stuff and beating the fuck out of each other. That's what this country is about. That's what the whole thing's founded upon. Customs, there's a bag of crack and a handgun. Party on. That's how come they've achieved more in the few hundred years they've been around than all of the fucking Europe has, because they got all their, you know, we must have our fancy dances. Fuck that. Give me my steak, motherfucker. Give me a steak, an Uzi, a big vial of cash, and some silicone breasts, and I am good to fucking go. Because that's what it's about. Don't be afraid of offending people. Stand up, for fuck's sake. Let's get back to the way it was. Let's get back to what was. Today's the A-Team. Let's get back to the way the time it was in the early 80s. We had the Terminator. Let's get back to that shit. Let's get back to wholesome violence and people saying, fuck you a lot. Let's get back to James Bond being a womanizer. That's what it's all about. It's all in fun. Get a sense of humor, you dopey fuck. And if you got a problem with you, you can quote me on it, okay? Say that's what Sean said. Because my name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Why is it every time I come back from Power Rant, you've got like 70s fucked up music playing? I need to know that shit.
You like it. You like it.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than good 70s disco ball music.
Whap, whap.
Photoshop that. Me in 70s disco garb next to some dingle ball with a bunch of crazy feather boa bitches. That'll be just fucking just crazy, crazy, crazy. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. So.
What do you got on your wrist?
So. Did I ever get some mackin' good shit today? Yeah, see, a while back, I got this thing called a Casio Pathfinder. Triple sensor. Okay, it's a watch. But it's so much more than a watch.
It's not just a watch.
They stopped making it. They stopped making
it. It was too good.
No, they stopped making it. It's too fucking big. I mean, the watch is hideous. Think about, you know, like one of those big set of DJ headphones. Okay, this is one of those earpieces. That's the size of just the watch face. Okay? It's fucking huge. It's got a pull start, nuclear accelerator. No, seriously, the old triple sensor from Casio. It's crazy. It's just nutty, okay? The thing's monstrous. It's so big, in fact, I put it on my wrist, bent my wrist, and it snapped the watch strap. I'm not kidding. Okay? It was just, like, stupidly large. It's got a digital compass, barometer, altimeter. It's got a waypoint memory system.
Oh, my God.
It's got stop. Oh, yeah, it's nutty. It's absolutely crazy what this thing's doing, right? But I couldn't wear it because I didn't have the watch strap. So, Sarian goes to the good people. Those good, excessive
good people
at Eagle Industries, okay?
Yeah.
Eagle Industries makes tactical gear like SWAT vests, and they make fat gear. I got a backpack from them, a Becker Patrol Pack. I got that given to me by Hammer.
Oh, I have a clip that I got to put in an SKTFM.TV show.
What's
I remember that?
That
one.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
Where you did that with the belt?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Let's not talk about it, but...
I have an Eagle Industries belt that we used to do some crazy shit with this belt.
Saved money.
It saved, like, lives.
Yes.
This belt. If it wasn't for this belt, the world would fucking end. And so they overbuild everything, okay? Like this watch strap. So they make belts, anything tactical, and of course one of the things they make is a watch strap. Now it's pretty affordable. It's like $20 Canadian from the shop he got it at.
Yeah.
Okay, which I can't remember the name. I'd be happy to give him a plug. But it was in Alberta, and Ronan Sariette's out there, and he bought the strap and shipped it back to me, okay? Now I get this fucking watch strap, and okay, the wife is there. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And she's like, Sean, there's a package for you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, hang on. Let me, So I crack this thing open, and out falls this black multi-strapped monstrosity of Velcro and Kevlar. And she's looking at it with fear in her eyes, because she knows what it is. She knows what it is. And you know, some women
more
do.
Tech.
Some women don't mind tech.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing a shoulder holster with a PDA on one side, a cell phone on the other one, and she knows that I got a Becker Patrol Pack full of tech. I got a laptop, digital camera. I got all the gear there. I'm starting to look really kind of laid out here.
Like,
just dialed. I'm the gigantic walking fucking tech monger, right? And I'm like seeing this, and I put this on my wrist, and it's like, oh! You know, I can feel the power building in my body. It's just like, no.
More power.
And it's just awesome. Then I put the watch on there, and this watch strap, it's un-fucking believable. I mean, it is mighty.
It's not coming off your
wrist.
It's
not ever coming off. There's like redundant fail-safe systems. I could like fall, hook my watch strap, and it would tear my whole fucking arm out of its socket.
And the watch strap would still be hanging there with your arm intact.
You betcha. This watch strap will do re-entry.
It's got two layers of Velcro protection.
Oh,
I mean,
it's just, it's beyond wacko. And of course it folds over the top of the watch.
Protect the watch, yeah.
And it's it's so so big, it's bigger than the watch. So the watch actually hovers above your wrist because of all the layers and padding. So I can actually get accurate temperature reading and shit like that. It's just like,
I mean,
oh,
it looks like a medical device. It's so insane.
Yeah, like people, like I grab my coffee. Sean? You know, I'm drinking coffee tonight because I figured that this is my logic. This is how fucked up my head. I didn't want to drink pop because, you know, it's full of sugar.
Yeah.
You know, bad.
It's bad.
So I could buy a case of pop. Okay, and drink that during the show, which would just, you know, go crazy.
That's one option.
Or I could have a large coffee with Irish cream flavoring in it, and then have a mocha frappuccino, which we affectionately call Ranger Slurpees.
Yeah, I've had one. I took like two sips of it, and I was buzzing, and I couldn't finish it.
Okay,
it was
I've had a large coffee, and I've had half this fucking monster-sized Ranger Slurpee. I actually paid an extra $4, and they put it in a milk pail for me. And I've been fucking sucking on this shit just hard all night, and it's like, oh, ow, ow! Pretty soon, I'm going to turn into a gaseous state and be able to move through fucking walls. I mean, and that's what it's really all about. Come on! Caffeine is not the problem. It's the fucking solution!
Yes.
Okay, when you're sitting there racing the fiber optic, you know it's good. You know it's good. You know, I mean, that's where it's at. That's
I can
where
carry at. A hard drive faster. Yeah. Get the data there quicker. You know, it's gone.
You know, if I can scribble the binary, I can beat the fucking hard drive. I'll go on with Scudgy. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. Yeah, it's like 10 cents US. I know, $20 is like,
yeah.
But, hey, we're a third world nation up here. Come on up here, Bull Jersey. We'll give you some of our cheap Canadian beer. There's nothing worse than that. American kids, Canadian beer. American kids, Canadian beer. It's a dangerous combo.
It is.
They get up
they
here.
They can't handle it.
They start drinking.
They'll never want to leave.
Then they'll say something really funny and they think they're
It's only 19 years old. I can get into a bar.
I can get into a bar. I'm 19 and I can't drink and I'm going to drink Canadian beer.
Wow, that's a great idea.
That's good. Good.
That's just fan-fucking-tastic. And then they get these guys.
It's a magic combination.
So trashed. Oh my God, are these guys ever trashed when they come up here. You know, the show tonight had a point. There was a point to the show tonight. The point
there
to
was?
The show tonight, yes, there is. That's why we're talking about Fark. And the point was the information glut.
Oh, yes, okay, yes.
So I want to talk about that. You know, it's kind of funny because we talk about Fark and we talk about all these sites, you know, and like what cult was and all that kind of jazz. But I'm sure everybody listening has run into that problem where they are checking the internet, you know, and they've got like a site and they're like, oh, I put it in their favorites.
Yeah.
And then they, oh, man, this is your favorite. Put that in the favorites. And then they keep doing this for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And you go look at your favorite section, and it's like, oh my God, it's everywhere!
It's unmanageable, it's collapsing upon me.
You know, do you not go to your favorites anymore? It's like you just...
I don't.
It just becomes like...
It's too crazy.
It's the end of the favorites. It's like this big, never-ending, cascading file system.
I have like 1,000 favorites.
I have the internet in my favorites. My internet is
point?
Just favorites.
And half of them are dead, because they've been there for 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. And I was like, oh, what do you mean that little where's that? And Germany's not up anymore?
God damn it.
And it's stuff you never got around to. Oh, I get back in a ring around there and download it. Back to it.
No,
it's like keeping
no.
newspapers to read, you know?
Eventually, and they stack up, and people come to your house and say, is he okay?
Is he alright? Yeah, okay. And you're sitting there chain smoking with like two coffees on the go.
And your house is now a fire hazard because of all
like,
the fucking newspaper piled to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, it's nutty. Okay, so. And okay, that's just
man walks on the moon. Okay, or, hey, time to throw away your newspaper.
Or the other side of that is you go to work and you're like, yeah, just check a few sites. Oh shit, it's time to go home. I haven't done a fucking thing all day.
We haven't done that before.
Yeah, because I've never been surfing all fucking day, and that's not cool. That's not cool. So what's the solution?
Always with the solution.
Always with the solution. The solution.
You're always talking about problems, Sean.
I know.
What's the solution?
Well, you want to know the solution? Let me tell you, and for a really cheap price. No, there's a beautiful solution to this thing, and that is the daily checks.
Let other people do your work.
Yeah, you betcha.
Externalize.
Externalize that motherfucker. I externalize so much, I don't even remember where I fucking live. Okay? I had to check the smokehouse where I live. That's how much I externalize.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I barely even have to, like, my brain, you know, is trying to find a way to externalize my breathing.
He's like the guy in Memento. He's got lists everywhere in his car how to drive to work. He doesn't need to remember. Remember that.
You are this person. That was a fucked up movie.
It was. Yeah,
you know,
like,
did you ever see Pi?
Yes.
That was a fat movie, too. If you guys want to see
same wavelength, double feature,
yeah,
do those.
Yeah, do Pi and
Memento.
And Memento. Yeah, very, very cool movies. Very, very cool movies. In retro, what's a good retro movie? I saw Jet Li's Kiss of the Dragon. It was kind of a piece of shit. I was really upset.
Yeah. It's not
great. I
mean,
the one was better than Kiss of the Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Way more action.
Like, I mean, and generally, those ones, oh, look, it's the action hero versus himself. I love
Bridget
that.
Bridget Fonda as a whore. Great.
Bridget Fonda as a whore. Again. I mean, typecast much? Hey, Bridget Fonda.
She was kind of annoying in it, but.
She doesn't even look like a whore.
No.
Like, who do you think looks most like a whore in Hollywood right now? Who's the biggest whore in Hollywood?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
You know who I think is? Who's that annoying bitch who always does, oh, my God, I can't remember her name. She's so
a
annoying.
Movie. Throw it a movie. Who's it?
She had her own show. She played an interior designer. Oh, hey. She was the wife of the guy in Hudson Hawk. The movie Hudson Hawk. I mean,
that doesn't
I know
help
people
me.
Are
I haven't
listening.
Seen that one. They'll put it up there.
Yeah, they'll put it up there. This fucking broad, man. She makes me crazy.
Yeah.
She's got lips. Like, last time I saw a mouth like that, it had hooks in it. It's fucking, oh, my God. Seriously. She's like a Clive Barker creation come to life. She just fucking makes me
crazy. Wait, come for you, you
oh,
escaped.
My God. She's terrible. Yeah, but she was the wife of the main bad guy in the movie Hudson Hawk. There you go.
There you go. Somebody find that.
Yeah, so you can cascade amongst the world and check that shit out.
Back to Link.
Sorry.
I mean,
sorry. We got sidetracked.
Yeah, I don't have favorite sites anymore. I have Link sites.
That's
now.
Right. And there's a bunch of them out there. Fark is a good one. Slashdot's
yep.
a good one.
Those are two that I go to.
There's a bunch of other ones here, too.
I go to some regular news sites as well, just to catch the biggest world news, right? I mean, like CNN or some of those other ones.
CNN, I find,
mean,
sucks.
It's kind of pap. You get like 10 stories
yeah, CNN
a day.
Is like propaganda.com.
Yeah.
Like,
but
sorry.
I like to keep up with the propaganda so I know what the rest of the world is seeing.
Yeah,
if or
you know what,
are being blinded with.
If you know what they're believing, then that's okay.
I love one story. You ever been to one of those major sites, and there's like an amazing news story there, and then you go to show somebody about 10 minutes later, and it's never to be seen?
I've never experienced that. That's a little Cryptome kind of thing going on there. Cryptome.org.
Yeah, there was like about a week or two ago, there was like U.S. plane shot down. It was like on the scrolly bar underneath CNN.com, CNN's
TV show.
And then I look on their news site. I look everywhere. It's nothing. And they never mention
CNN
it again.
CNN doesn't verify shit. That's why they had Scientologists running fucking a 1-800 helpline.
Yeah.
When the bombings got happening.
So that kind of news scares me, but it might just not checking. Sandra Bernhardt, is that it?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Sandra Bernhardt. Oh, she's heinous.
Oh, she's
she looks the most like... You know, and the chick who played the...
I don't know how she got famous. It's not her talent.
Yeah, well, it's the
it's
mouth.
Not her look.
It's the mouth.
Oh,
that mouth
she
can do
sucked
amazing
her way up
things.
To the ladder. Or,
yeah.
Oh,
Sandra,
yuck.
Now it's going to Zuray Radio. Do-da. You're going to get fucking owned here. Sam, I hate to say this, but I have to take a monster shit.
Oh, it's 9:02.
It's 9:02. So I guess we're going to end the show.
Yes, we are.
All right.
I mean, we got through what we needed to get through.
We got through what we needed to get through. So the solution, once again, everyone's like, what?
What's
quitting the show?
What's going on?
No, what you got to do, guys, is if you want to get through that, get yourself a list of links. Put it in a folder called Daily Checks and then go through it every morning and give yourself a time frame between 9 and 11. That way, you can be all leet and stuff.
And you're like, no stuff before 5 minutes before everyone else.
You betcha.
I knew that 5 minutes ago. Jeez,
yeah,
you're so...
Yeah, that's so 90s. Okay. Anyway, going through the MRC tonight is Sumerian, of course,
Homer. Oh, thank you.
Who the fuck's Homer and why does he have a...
Homer's a bot. Homer's like the channel guy that sits there all the time because I've registered the channel, blah, blah, blah.
Slow Ghost on H2O, Agent Mulder, Binky, Buck, Cabot, Curling, Decker Bite, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, Downhaler, Deck Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Zombie. Hi, Zombie.
He got
a ticket.
What?
For playing in the street, he said.
Did he? What were you playing in the street? I was playing Rambo. An Ocean who and Frozen Fox who
Inky.
Showed up
gonna
at
be mad.
Well, Inky. An Ocean, Frozen Fox, and they showed up at my work the other day.
Oh God!
Griffin, Gun Tape, Flunky, IG, IMC, IR, Mecha Needing,
IR,
Jojo, the Dog Faced Boy, Kexer, Crazy Fuck, LeCheck, Lentium Lizard, Max, No Deal, Nomad, Half Elf, Pseudo, Prophet Zerosaur, Sanix, Side Slide, Sir Dork, Sparky, Spider, Tantrix, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, TS Painting, To Will, Weevil James, Who Even Cares, Labrat, and Low. And if you want to check out a fat site to check out today is No Deal site, DeviantArt.com.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Kick-ass.
Yeah, it's like, it's fucking, it's at least as cool as Digital Blasphemy, but in a different way.
And that is cool.
Digital Blasphemy is very fat because they have, like, scenes, you know, it's like consumer kind of art for digital art, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The shit on No Deal's site on DeviantArt.com.
Is it all his stuff?
No, and he's got people who log in, and it's huge. Like, they're all thumbnailed. You could zoom in on them. There's, like, amazing graphics there.
Oh,
and
very
some of
sweet.
Some of it's very tribal looking. Like, you look at it, and there's, like, there's this one here called Jester's Face, which was this guy's face, and it looks like it's all, like, plastered out to corners and shit like that. Yeah. Very, very cool. Like, it's like Digital Blasphemy with an edge.
Oh, yeah?
It's very, very slick
stuff.
Definitely
check it out then.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking awesome. And I was going through there today, and he's got all kinds of shit on there, and, I mean, No Deal's been around for a long,
forever.
Long time. He's been, he's kind of been one of those guys who's sort of been in the background. He's never really gotten props. The guy's done huge shit
for
the station. I mean, he's a killer
all the
guy.
Way through.
Yeah, and it's always, you know, those guys who are really quiet and just do everything that never get any fucking credit.
Yeah.
You know, so No Deal,
there's
you're
credit.
The shit. Yeah, he's a very fucking good guy, man. I got a lot of time for him.
And Smokehouse finally got the videotape of Burning Man. I sent one off to him.
Yes, yeah, he said he was looking at that, the high-res one, yeah.
Yeah,
he was like,
I can actually see things in it.
He was salivating over Rebecca.
Yeah, that's right.
He was all like, Rebecca. And I'm like, she's crazy. Crazy.
He's like, nice to look at. Crazy.
Well, she was saying, he's like, well, yeah, she's a goth chick. No wonder she's crazy. Who's talking about talking to her? I'm not going to talk to her. Yeah, she'd break most guys, I tell you. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Her husband must be a very strong.
Her husband looks like sort of like Al Jorgensen, actually. He's like really lean, kind of got that kind of that short black hair, kind of I could really knife fight kind of look going on, you know.
He was the guy fixing bikes, right?
Yeah, he was the guy fixing bikes. He was really hard ass fixing bikes in the middle of the desert sun. Yeah,
that's a job.
He looked like he had think of a post-apocalyptic mechanic.
Yeah,
that's
like that guy
exactly
that flew the helicopter.
Yeah,
in Mad Max.
Yeah, yeah, he's like,
which I got a copy of eBay. It's coming. The Mad Max Australian version. It's coming.
Oh, you can buy that on the donut. You can, but did you get it for a good price?
Yes, of course. That's why I go to eBay.
Oh, there you go. eBay. Mm-hmm. Your solution. But, no, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Like the Mad Max shit. Like that whole, we need more post-apocalyptic movies.
That's right.
We do. We need
those are one of my favorites. Those are my favorites.
Post-apocalyptic movies kick ass.
I know.
And more than that, you know
what
we need? We need some decent fucking characters. Believable characters in post-apocalyptic movies. We don't have some. I want to see Jay and Silent Bob in a post-apocalyptic
after the war.
Actually, I just want to see Silent Bob. He'll show up, whack, he gets done. And then it's just Jay.
Going hard.
He's like, motherfucker! And he's like, you know, doesn't have a clue what he's doing. He's shooting people for fucking no good reason. You know, it'd just be, it'd be sexy. It'd be just sexy to see that guy doing his shit. Because that's what it's all about. You know, that's what good
it really
is. But you don't see that post-apocalyptic movies. I hear they're talking about doing Conan the King, though. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's talking.
With Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's going to play Conan the King.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's some draw. That'll get people in the theaters.
Yeah.
Conan again?
I'd go see that. I mean, it'd be probably the last Schwarzenegger film. Well, I mean, I'm a slut for fantasy theater.
He's getting on in years. I mean.
Well, he'd be good. He could still do it. I mean, he's still a drunker.
Yeah.
The guy's still pretty fucking big. You know, I wouldn't want to go with the guy. Plus, he's kind of getting into that old tough phase, like that Clint Eastwood, you know, kind of thing going on there. Like Clint Eastwood when he did Unforgiven.
Conan the King? That's like when he is old.
Yeah, that's right. When he's the king, right? Yeah, he's not just this barbarian dude running around. He's the king now because he's, you know, kicked all the ass there is to kick, and that's all there is to it.
Is that what he looks like when he's sitting in the chair at the end of Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah, that's
like fucking hard.
And I'm like harder than hard.
With his sword.
Yeah, I'm all hard. Yeah, that's Conan the King, baby. He's the shit. Don't fuck with Conan, man. He'll kick your ass. He'll kick your ass. The only guy who's harder than that is Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
If
you don't know him by name, you'll know him by what he looks
like. Find out who he is. Danny Trejo. Go look it up.
Yeah, with a J at the end.
You'll know him.
Name.
As soon as you see him, you're like, oh, fuck, that guy. You're like,
that guy.
Think of the biggest badass you've ever seen, and then you go, Danny Trejo. And then you look up his name on internet.
Fucking
movie.
Mexican
He's
dude.
Badass. He's badass. I want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Did I talk about this?
No. Yep.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. I want to do a casting call for the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good.
So perfect.
The good would be like Edward Norton. Big Edward Norton, like American History X.
Yeah.
Okay, Edward Norton.
Yeah, he'd work. Yes.
Yeah, he'd work.
Oh,
and then bad, you have Christopher Walken. It's bad.
God, perfect.
He's perfect, you know. And he's like all gangsterish and shit and business and corporate. And ugly would be Danny Trejo.
Oh.
And Danny Trejo doesn't, and it'd be a modern day version of The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Edward Norton uses guns.
Yeah.
Chris Rock uses guns.
Yeah.
But, and just at the beginning of the film, you know, like in the original Good, Bad, and the Ugly, they had like the good and he did some shit and he shot some guy and it was like, ah! Right?
Yeah.
And you have bad and you like, you know, goes into an orphanage and lights a bunch of kids on fire or some shit. It was some really cold Christopher Walken shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like you'd look at like some nuns and they'd burst into flames and then it'd be like, ah! The bad, right? Then you have this scene where you have like Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
He's tied to a chair. Okay. And there's all these mafia guys
surrounding him in a
surrounding him in a circle. And they are beating the shit out of Danny Trejo. They're hitting him so hard that the chair falls over and they start kicking him.
And you know, it's not affecting his face at all.
Yeah, he's all like, he's getting better looking with every single hit. Okay. And they're kicking him, and when they kick him so fucking hard they break the chair.
Yeah.
So Danny Trejo gets three, takes a broken piece of chair, and kills all the mobsters in the room. There's blood all over the wall. In the whole film.
Think of Jackie Chan, Drunken Master 2, in the cafe with the two.
Wild. And he's doing like shocking violence. He's just beating the fuck, like headbutting people through the floor.
Oh,
you know, ninja style kind of shit, with a piece of broken chair. There's blood everywhere. The door opens. He walks out. There's blood running out of his hair. So it's got that kind of dreadlock blood in your hair kind of thing going on. And then it cuts to, the ugly. It'd be perfect. And the whole film, he doesn't shoot one guy. He knifes people.
Yeah.
The whole film. Like, really brutal headbutts and knifes. Danny Trejo.
You're going to have to write a script.
Oh, I know.
And
it's
market
magic.
It. It's just so
it's
perfect.
Fucking magic. Danny Trejo is the bomb. And more than that, he's a wog.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Trejo is officially a wog. So, you know, John Travolta, you know, John, you know, Scientologists, they got John Travolta.
Yeah.
They got Tom Cruise.
We've got
Danny Trejo, and we got Mr. T. And I'll put Mr. T and Danny Trejo up against Tom Cruise any fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bring it on. As a matter of fact, go get three Tom Cruises.
No match.
He'll be all born on the 4th of July without any stunt makeup. He'll be just fucking, that'll be it for you, man. That'll be it for you. I feel the need for pain. Danny Trejo will be like headbutting him. Smack, smack, smack. Time elapsed 3.5 hours. Spock, Spock, bleed, bleed. Just be fucking amazing. Anyway.
What? The end of the show? What?
I guess it's the end of the show. So, we should probably go. Hey, tune in next week. We're going to be doing we're going to be doing some very cool shit.
As always. Trying to line up another cool interview.
It should be cool. Be very cool. And that way everybody can tune in and get some alternative to the bullshit media that's happening. Once again, you are free to copy and distribute this. Please do.
Please.
Because if you tell people about Rant Radio, Rant Radio has no choice but to get bigger. And as Rant Radio gets bigger, that means you'll see more programming like Rant Radio.
On that theme, we got a mirror this week.
We got a mirror?
Yes, from Xmod, the friendly people at Xmod.
Really?
Yeah, so go look that up. They make like modifications for Counter-Strike and stuff. It's a whole playoff of last week's show. Mm-hmm. So he's giving us some fat bandwidth, throwing it our way.
It's fucking sexy.
And there's another guy who didn't want any props at all. He's just throwing us some more bandwidth.
Really?
From
no
last
props.
Week.
He doesn't even want props.
No, he's just like, here, have some bandwidth. You guys are cool.
That's like, that must be Christopher Walken.
Yeah, it was Christopher Walken.
I thought it was Christopher Walken, because that's
confess.
Some Christopher Walken had shit to do. You know, I really like what you people are doing, and so here, have some bandwidth. I mean, that'd be just fat.
So if anybody else has some leads on some bandwidth that they can set up a mirror for us.
Or if you want to do a show, if you've got an idea.
Yeah, that's even more important. If you can do a killer show, you got some topics, you got some things to say.
You betcha. Even if you want to do genre-specific, a goth show, whatever. Yeah. No one would want to listen to my show. Fuck that, okay? I would never believe in a million years that people would want to listen to this show or listen to me yell and scream about stuff.
But they do.
Hmm. It's very, very weird.
Like review movies, review games, do whatever. Talk your head off.
You betcha.
Just do some cool stuff. And just contact me.
It is, yeah. And it's very important that we do this. I can't say this enough. We have to become the media.
Yes.
It's very important that if we can stand out there, we can get in there and start putting out media that we enjoy, stuff like this. So people, you know, you have an alternative. You do not have to watch Fox.
Yep.
Okay? You do not have to sit there and take the shit, which is spoon-fed to you, in a rocket-assisted fashion. I mean, I fucking hate that stuff when I see it every goddamn day. I turn on the radio, it's the same fucking songs over and over and over again, and then I wake up hearing that same music with blood on my hands in a field surrounded by dead cows. I mean, it's fucking horrible. Okay? When is it gonna stop?
The guy from Fark.com, he's on TV all the time.
Is he?
But does he get to do, like, say what he wants?
No.
No,
of course not.
He can say what the hell he wants on this.
Oh, incidentally, everyone has always asked me, Sean, what happened to MTV?
What happened to MTV?
What happened to MTV? Hey, psst. Sean.
I think they chickened out.
What happened with MTV? Well, Nothing happened with MTV.
Yeah. Fizzle.
Fizzle, pop.
Their loss.
They didn't run another article with him and Spin, man.
Well, guess what? They'll be bidding, okay? They'll be bidding against people.
That's right. That's right. I'm just waiting for the day I get on David Letterman, man. That'll be fucking bad. Oh, my God. Because everyone will be like, will he freak out? Yeah, I will.
Yes, I will.
Because I fucking hate David Letterman.
Take his pencils, you snap them in half.
Oh, fuck, it's like, dude, it's not funny. You know, and that bald fucker at the keyboard, he's getting... Yo, stuff a sock in it, okay? Like, Jesus Christ. You know, just fucking up already. You know? Oh, God. I can't stand these fucking people. I can't even go anywhere now without getting pissed off, you know? Everywhere I go, the news, the fucking newspapers, if it's got printing on it, it's making me mad. You know, Jesus Christ, I got lost, wound up at a library, and I'm like, ah!
Oh, my God.
Like, in the new books they're putting out, like, I mean, how much slushy romance can you sell? What the fuck was that?
That was my email. I can turn that off.
Well, why don't you turn that off?
I will.
Broadcasting?
Yeah, that...
There's people sending me more texts to make me angry.
Yes, I think that's it. Yes.
That's just fucking
wacko. I think I'm going to make Sean angry.
Oh, my God. So, in any case, that's it for this night's show. Be sure to turn in next week where I get louder and more crazy. Yeah. I'll try to get some more rants out for you and see if we can have some fun with it.
Yeah, if you can show up a bit earlier. So we can use some rants a bit earlier.
Fuck you. Come on, buy me a car.
I actually missed a meeting.
You missed
an internet meeting, so hopefully they're not too mad at me.
You missed an internet meeting?
Yeah, because doing the rants and stuff.
Is this a work thing or what?
No. It's a rant radio thing.
You missed an internet meeting doing rants.
Yes. So I apologize to those people that I missed. I'll catch up later. I've got the logs.
Okay, cool.
So just trying to get some more
power. What meeting is this?
Some more power for rant radio. I don't really know if I like you doing all these meetings. I can't really discuss it
on
the air.
Okay. All right.
But,
Well, I still have to take a shit.
Really? It's still there? You haven't absorbed it back into your body?
It didn't pop out my belly button. Hey, we'll talk to you all next week. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, be here next week. Later, guys.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in.